Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 171. This is a weekly diary podcast. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my journey and my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity, or at the bare minimum, what not to do. In this episode, I am talking about some minor website updates at inspireddisorder.com, talking about the Ray Taylor Show thumbnails, the new thumbnails that I've been doing, updates on my 18 by 24 paintings that I've been doing, updates on the UGC stuff, the user-generated content stuff that I've been doing. Also, I had an explosive situation with my projector this past week that I'm going to talk about. I also took the time to ask ChatGPT what its thoughts were on the movie studios trying to replace writers and writers and actors with AI, right? Has anybody asked AI what they thought about the situation? I did, and I'm going to share the response I got from ChatGPT. Also, talk about my mental health updates, and at the end of the episode, as always, I will be sharing something that I am thankful for this week. Let's get into it. As far as my website, inspireddisorder.com, made some minor updates, basically because I've been doing the newer large paintings, the 18 by 24 ink paintings, added those, and because they are also, I'm offering prints, versions of those same paintings, did some updates to make sure that they were easier to find and that they show up on things. So now when you go to inspireddisorder.com, should be easy to find the new 18 by 24 paintings, to browse all of the paintings in that size range. They are also at a new price point, so that's been adjusted. All those things have happened over at inspireddisorder.com. As far as this show, as I said, last week was kind of my first week back producing a full schedule, at least what a full schedule is, 5 episodes of The Ray Taylor Show. Wasn't entirely sure if I was going to. This week was kind of had some ups and downs this week, so I didn't actually do edit all of the clips. I kind of feel bad about. I might still do that because I didn't delete those videos to clip out. Because for those that don't know, for every episode I release, I make 3 1-minute or less social media clips to promote on all the different social media apps. About halfway through the week, I just kind of fell off on doing that. Just like really felt very unmotivated and didn't do that. I'm also using the thumbnails that I've been making for the YouTube thumbnails. I've also decided to start posting those in addition to the 1-minute clips. So I did post those. So at least there is at least a post per episode letting people know what the episode was that came out that day, with links to watch it on YouTube or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And I've enjoyed doing the thumbnails because I've been using the new AI feature that Photoshop has integrated into its beta version. And I've used Photoshop since 3.0, which came out like the mid-90s. And I've used Photoshop all through that time. My entire life, I've used Photoshop. And I got to say, this AI feature makes it, it makes doing a lot of different things so easy. It's basically like the difference between doing like long division and using a calculator. Like, I can do it the old way, I've been doing it for a while, but like if I could just do this, way easier. I'm really enjoying making the thumbnails. It's changed my production process slightly in doing that. Makes it take a little bit longer, but I like the images that come up. And on the episodes, the Raise Days episodes, I do original. Like they are, it's a combination of AI generated mixed with Photoshop edited backgrounds, which some of those I will be turning into merchandise for this show, which all that stuff you can find at inspireddisorder.com. So I really enjoyed, it's kind of weird how like it's really the thing that got me back into producing all 5 shows per week again. In doing the thumbnails, I enjoy putting them together each week. I enjoy the process, so makes extending images really interesting. The things that it comes up with, also using the different kind of AI generated from prompts, the images, the things that it comes up with based on like what my ideas are. It's been nice to have collaborating with AI to do these things. I've really enjoyed it. So that's kind of the updates as far as the show and what I've been doing with the show. So you can see those thumbnails. Obviously, they are the thumbnails that are for the videos that get posted, the full episodes that get posted on social media. But I'm also going to be posting those thumbnails on social media as well, to an image form, even though social media platforms tend to be going away from posting images. I don't care. I post the still image of a painting every day, along with videos, don't get me wrong. And the same thing will happen with the promotions for each of these episodes. I'm still going to be doing the 3 clips per week. In addition to that, I'm going to be doing these thumbnails. So look forward to that. I'm also enjoying doing the larger paintings, the 18 by 24, despite like it really takes longer to do them. And the fact that I'm standing up and bending over a table, it's really painful. My feet and my back, by the time I'm done, I'm in pain. I'm in a lot of pain, but I'm enjoying it. I have, I think, only one more week. So by the time this episode comes out, I will have painted, I believe, the last 7 paintings, a paper that I have. So I will have 21 finished paintings to choose from in order to choose one to get framed and to submit to the upcoming group art show at the Flat Black Gallery, which I will talk about at the end of the episode. So I'm excited to see what happens. There's a few, there's like 3 that I'm excited about, and I think it will probably be the most difficult aspect is choosing which one to shoot, to frame and submit. Because one of the reasons, like the images that tend to get the most attention, the paintings that tend to get the most attention are rarely the paintings that I specifically enjoy the most. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out. It will be difficult choosing one painting out of 21 potential. I may have more than that to choose from. I don't know, but I'm at least 21. Because I think I have like 24 pieces of paper. One page got damaged, so not going to use that one, but we'll see. UGC did some, submitted more content. Made. I have more content that I need to make this week. Feels good getting kind of back into doing those projects again, getting those projects done. I'm enjoying the editing process and filming. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's so different than what I usually do. And it's also kind of practice for, I have an idea for a short documentary that I want to film, which I don't know. I want to, the plan is to shoot a document, this short little documentary, before the group art show. We'll see if that happens. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about attention, all Ray Taylor Show fans. We're excited to announce we've just released a line of exclusive merchandise featuring original artwork inspired by the show. Our high-quality shirts and biodegradable phone cases are a perfect way to show your support for the show and make a great gift for any fan. Plus, with each purchase, you'll be helping us continue to bring you great content. So don't wait, head on over to inspireddisorder.com now and check out the full collection. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll show your support by grabbing some Ray Taylor Show merchandise today. And now, let's get back to the show. But I am enjoying doing the UGC stuff, and I'm glad that it's kind of picking up again because I'm definitely skating by, barely affording anything, kind of being able to experiment with new. It's just something new that and creative that I enjoy and I get paid for. So I'm enjoying the UGC stuff, which if anybody's curious or wants to sign up to do that yourself, you don't have to have big social media followings. You don't have to submit your social media accounts to get any of these jobs. There are jobs that you do have to submit the video or whatever to your social media, but you don't have to sign up for those. But if you're interested, go to my website, inspireddisorder.com/UGC. And there's a link to sign up through the company that I work through called Join Brands. If you sign up and complete your first project, we both get a $5 bonus. So if it's something you're interested in doing, taking pictures, selfies with products, you get free products. You get paid. They tell you what you're going to get paid. They take website takes a percentage of that. But it's pretty decent, pretty easy. I enjoy it. So if something that sounds like you'd enjoy it too, go check it out. InspireDisorder.com/UGC. As far as my week personally, like I said, ups and downs. It was an okay week. There were moments where I was like, I really don't want to do the podcast this week. There were moments where I didn't want to do the painting. It's kind of been a little rough getting back in the routine of doing stuff. And on top of that, I'm doing a top five coming up of my top five favorite Superman movies. So I'm rewatching all the Superman movies, which do include the Zack Snyder movies, which I hate. Do not like Zack Snyder. Do not like those movies. And while in the process of rewatching Batman versus Superman, the ultimate cut or whatever it is, a loud explosion happened above my head, and it was the bulb inside of my projector exploded. And I've had projectors since like 2007. I got just a cheap projector when I was working at Costco, and it was like $600-700. And it was amazing. Had a theater room. I turned my bedroom into a theater room and then moved my bed into the dining room area of my one bedroom apartment. And that bulb for that projector exploded when I moved to Denver. And this projector I got while living in Denver, and it just exploded. And it could be because it's been very hot here, and or it could just be the bulb is old. Regardless, scared the shit out of me. I think part of me thinks my projector was just angry that I was forcing it to project a shitty movie that is Batman versus Superman, which is a movie I did a full review of on my old podcast, this Inspired Disorder podcast, with my old co-host Keith Spurlock. Which was a very long review that I didn't like. And he was trying to convince me that, like, oh, no, it's good, actually. It's like, no. It's like visually there's interesting moments. Zack Snyder can kind of create these interesting visual moments. But as far as a storyteller, it is garbage. It is bad. And it's kind of hard to call it. It feels a lot more like a Batman movie. And Batman's horrible in it. Is constantly trying to convince me that Superman is bad. It's a garbage movie, and I hate that my projector died while struggling to get through that movie. But so I ordered a replacement bulb. should be actually showing up as I'm recording this. So it will be back. That's the nice thing about a projector. The bulbs don't last forever. They last a long time. I mean, I got this projector back in like 2016, maybe 2017. So it lasted 5 years, 6 years, something like that. And I use it a lot. And it's been hot here, so that probably limited the life on it. But replacement bulbs, $100. And then I get my big screen again. Perfect. So hopefully everything works good. You know, all that stuff. So exploding projector. And it's just like, I don't know. Problems happening all at when it rains, it pours kind of a thing. We're just like everything. I'm almost not fazed by things going bad or going wrong or breaking down. Because it's happened so much in my life where it's like things start to break or fall apart and it just gets worse and worse. But anyway, easy fix, thankfully affordable, despite the fact that I'm nearly broke. But it's like going from a projector, a giant screen, to back to my TV, which isn't a small TV, but still a lot smaller than my projection screen. It's a bummer. It is such a bummer. Anyway, that'll be back to normal soon. And also, what I decided to do is I asked ChatGPT about what they think about these strikes that are going on in Hollywood, specifically what AI thinks about replacing actors and writers, and also what it thinks about replacing CEOs, because I comment on all these posts that we should replace CEOs and executives with AI and pay artists, because let's face it, CEOs and executives are basically making decisions based on AI models and algorithms regardless. They don't actually create anything. CEOs and executives don't actually make any of the art. They don't write. They don't produce. They don't do any of that shit. They don't act. They don't do anything. They just make shitty decisions based on what algorithms say is trending or whatever. So if you're going to do that, might as well just replace them with AI, which I specifically think they could. And take all that money that companies waste giving to CEOs and executives and pay artists with that, which would allow them to pay artists exponentially more than they're even asking. But I wanted to ask AI. So this is a response. As an AI language model, I don't hold personal opinions, but I can provide some analysis on the hypothetical scenario. Eliminating artists entirely from a movie studio would not be a good strategy for a CEO. Artists, including directors, writers, actors, and other creative professionals, are the heart and soul of the movie industry. They bring unique perspectives, creativity, and storytelling abilities that are essential for creating compelling and engaging films. Without artists, a movie studio would lose its ability to produce original and captivating content, which is crucial for attracting audiences and generating revenue. Audiences connect with films on an emotional level, and that emotional impact often comes from the creative vision of artists. Furthermore, in a competitive movie industry, studios often differentiate themselves through the quality of creativity of their content. By eliminating artists, a movie studio would likely struggle to stand out and could lose its competitive edge. Disney. Instead of eliminating artists, a successful CEO would focus on nurturing a collaborative environment that focuses on creativity and innovation, embracing technology and AI as a tool to enhance the creative process and to streamline operations can be beneficial, but it should never replace the value that artists bring to the table. In summary, artists are integral to the movie industry, and a CEO who values creativity and understands the importance of original content would not consider eliminating artists as a viable strategy for a successful movie studio. Collaboration between artists and technology could be the key to innovation and success in the dynamic and ever-changing entertainment industry. So, AI thinks these movie studios probably should consider signing whatever the artists are looking for. They should pay the artists. That's what the AI thinks. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspired Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspire Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. As far as my mental health this week, ups and downs, as I said, kind of spinning out, some moments of spinning out this week. Really almost didn't do my prep, just like moments where I just did the bare minimum of stuff. So, you know, even though it felt like I was kind of back, I'm back, baby. Still been some ups and downs. I'm feeling pretty good today. Yesterday was kind of a struggle, but got through it. And yeah, I don't know, taking it day by day. Yeah, I can't expect to just snap back into normal, being normal with all of the stuff going on. But regardless of that, at the end of every episode, I do want to share something that I'm thankful for. And I know this has got to be something I've mentioned before, but it's something that I got to tell you, I'm still appreciative of it. And it's probably been a year since I've brought up my thanks and appreciation for this device, this invention. This week, I am thankful for my bidet. I got the cheapest bidet Amazon sold, and it's like, it's not like a full thing. It's just an attachment you put to the thing, you hook up to the water. It's got a little knob on it to squirt water at your bunghole. It's amazing. It is so, like, it is a game changer. The times I have to take a shit in a toilet that does not have a bidet, it is horrible. It's horrible having to pretend as if smearing shit off of my ass with paper is somehow going to clean anything. It's ridiculous. So it's like wherever I'm at, which is always going to be when I'm away from the house. So not only am I not happy about having to have a dirty bunghole, because I'm not going to pretend that paper cleans shit off of skin better than water does, but also it's going to be a while before I can get home and maybe freshen up a bit. And the cheap Amazon one I got, it's not great. It doesn't warm up. It doesn't have separate sprays. It doesn't have all this fanciness. It's got like a knob to turn it on, a knob to turn it off, right? Knob to turn it on and off. And then it's got a knob if you need to clean it. Basic, very basic. The knobs, because I live in the desert, very dry, plastic, everything breaks. So yeah. The plastic knobs have broken, and I've done things to fix them. It's like putty stuff that is amazing. I've managed to fix them, but I love it. I love it. I will never not have a bidet. I don't care where I live. I don't care what I do. If I become homeless, I will get a portable bidet that like screw a nozzle onto a water bottle or whatever and do that. Like, I could never go back. I could never go back to cleaning my butt with just paper. That is absurd. That is absurd. It's crazy that there's... It's definitely far more popular today than it was a decade ago. But it is by far the biggest improvement in like pooping technology. I would say far more than the Squatty Potty. The Squatty Potty, which I've tried as well, while it does work, putting yourself in that position does make the whole process more efficient. It's not comfortable at all. And I would, you know, what the bidet is able to do, not only in cleaning, but it also can kind of coerce things to happen if they're not happening, right? It can lube up things down there to make things kind of come out a little bit easier. So, I mean, if you're somebody that hasn't got, like, you can get them. I was looking again just to see how much it would cost to replace with the whatever the cheapest one, and there you can get them for like $20 on Amazon for like something that's decent, that's going to do the job. And then you could spend, you know, hundreds of dollars if you want to be fancy with it. Like, you want one where the lid automatically goes up and down, has a nice little ambient lighting setting, maybe play some music or whatever, maybe warm up the water, maybe has a little fan on it to dry your balls off, whatever it is. Like, you can get fancy with it, but the $20 one, and like, you use it, and then you just get a little bit of toilet paper to just dry your shit off. And you're done. You're using like little to no toilet paper. You're getting clean, like legitimately clean. It's ridiculous. Like, it's just, anybody that talks shit about bidets has clearly never used one. It's similar to like people who talk shit about TikTok. You can tell if they've never used it. Like, if they refer to TikTok as the app where kids dance, it's like, well, then you've never actually used it. If the algorithm is giving you kids dancing, then either that's what you're into, or you just have never used it and you're just regurgitating what other people who haven't used it say. And it's the same thing with bidets. Like, anybody who would talk shit about bidets is stupid. Smear shit on their face and give them the option of water or toilet paper. What would you rather clean shit off with? Water or toilet paper? And it's you can't. There's nobody would do that. Nobody would just use toilet paper. It's just stupid. Get a bidet, people. That's what I'm thankful for this week. Upcoming events, as I said last week, I'm saying it again, August 26th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., there's a group art show at the Flat Black Gallery in Palm Desert. For all details of that event, go to inspireddisorder.com/events. That is where you can see not only the details for this specific event, but for every live and local event that I am participating in. inspireddisorder.com/events and the group art show that I'm participating in August 26th. Mark your calendars from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at a group art show. Bunch of different artists, bunch of different artwork. I'm excited. Hope to meet everybody out there. Excited to meet everybody at the Flat Black Gallery in Palm Desert. Check it out. inspireddisorder.com/events. I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with you through this podcast and the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder if you are watching these episodes, as they are all available in video format. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Raise Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.